This is Ted Kennedy. Whistleblower protection for federal employees who blow the whistle on government wrongdoing, locked in the Reagan years, is moving forward under President Bush. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, for years, Congress has been trying to protect whistleblowers in government. They're the federal employees who identify waste, fraud, abuse, and corruption in their agencies and report it to the authorities. The problem is that current protections don't work. Honest employees are afraid to stick out their necks for fear of retaliation by unscrupulous higher-ups. Workers shouldn't have to risk their jobs to end government wrongdoing. Last year, President Reagan pulled the rug out from under long-overdue reform. In a surprise move, he vetoed a bill the administration had pledged to support. Now whistleblower protections are whistling through Congress again. President Bush is on board, Al, and I hope you'll urge your right-wing colleagues to do the same. If old blowhard Al Simpson joins the whistleblowers, who can be against them?
Blowhard? Me? Well, you could float a battleship on a raindrop, Ted. I've always supported legislation to protect whistleblowers. I voted for it last year, and I'll sure do it this time around. We're told that up to 70% of government abuse goes unreported because honest federal employees fear terrible reprisal when they report wrongdoing. We have to strengthen the law that gives the honest folks some protections when they become scared enough to blow the horn. We already have a system in place that was designed to protect whistleblowers, but it's not working like it should. So I'm on board when it comes to giving teeth to that current system. We ought to also give the Office of Special Counsel the powers to take cases to court in order to appeal decisions against the whistleblower. You're right, Ted. President Bush is also right, and Al Simpson is right there with you, too. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the crippling Eastern Airlines strike. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.